Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. What does it mean to be trusted? When is trust ever not the most important mark of any true relationship? How really is trust gained and maintained? Do you place equal value on trusting others as you do on being wholly trustworthy? The themes of trust, trusting, and being trustworthy are central to authentic leadership. People desire to trust those in the lead. After all, they're giving their lives, their time, and their energy to the efforts being led and want the assurance that those in whom they're placing such full trust are fully trustworthy. As in all things, there's another side of the coin. The trusting often trust without discernment and often with unrealistic expectations. Blind trust isn't trust at all, but rather abandoned will in some baseless hope that another will somehow make everything right. Discernment is the exercise of observation coupled with intuition and common sense. When discernment is exercised, it sees both the weaknesses and strengths, foibles and extraordinary nature of the leaders being followed. This then results in balanced awareness and gracious expectations, knowing that a leader can stumble, make mistakes, and sometimes downright fail, yet these are balanced, if not redeemed, by their strengths, wisdom, and trustworthiness. When those being led operate from such a mature and enlightened perspective, it better empowers the leader towards responsible balance, care, and attention to the priorities of authentic leadership. How can leaders be better at leading? Be committed to trust. How can leaders ensure the very best from those they're leading? Trust them and be committed to trustworthiness. When leaders go out of their way to speak the truth, popular or not, it sends messages of trust. When leaders display authentic vulnerability, they open the door wide to trustworthiness. When leaders give more of themselves to the people of the business than the business of the business, the people will stretch to ensure the business is healthy. You see, when it's all said and done, leadership is really all about relationship. When we're in relationship with those we lead, we regularly build trust into the relationship. When we fail, and we will fail, the bank of trust that's been built up over time through consistent deposits into the relationship will cover the failure. This is a truth that goes back a couple of millennia. One wise guy said many years ago, "Love covers a multitude of sins." The word we interpret as sin finds its origin in the idea of an archer missing the target's mark. So often we miss the mark in relationship. Yet, when we do, if we've invested well into the relationship, all will be covered. All will be righted. Far too often we observe leaders not owning up to their misses. Far too often they blame others, ignore the facts, or intimidate to repel direct exposure. This is the opposite of trust building. This kind of behavior undermines, casts doubts, and diminishes relationship from truthful and trusting to avoiding and denial. Most of us would never say, "Wow, that's the kind of leader I want to be." Well, of course not. But maybe we're letting that happen by not owning our responsibility of missing the mark, humbly acknowledging it, and asking others to not judge us too harshly. It's time to sit back, take a few breaths, and then lean into authenticity by being the leader who invests in trust, being trusted, and ultimately being trustworthy. What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.